We begin Siman Pei Tes and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach Din Basus L'davar Asur Kli Sival Kli Shaloi Shneich La'Be'erev Shabbos Davar Muktzah B'Kavana. If somebody deliberately put something on a keli, something that's muktzah on top of something that he owns, Vaysadat, and it was his intention Shem Munach Sham B'Achnosos Shabbos, and it should be there as Shabbos begins, HaKli Nasa Kli Basus L'davar Asur. The bottom keli becomes the base for something that's on top of it, which is muksum. For filo nitl misham ha-muksum yam Shabbos, and even if the muksa item is removed on Shabbos, become makum kimin shayim munach sham ben hashmashos, since this muksa item was there all ben hashmashos, for nasa as a kli basel stover osur, so then this became, the bottom keli became a basel stover osur, and therefore the halacha will be oslo tatloi, it will not be allowed to be removed all day, the rest of the day. Even if it's being moved for, you need the object or you need the place. This is the halacha if you left it there deliberately. But if you left it there, not because you deliberately put it on that place, just it was put there because you just put it down there and you didn't really think and realize the repercussions of what you're doing. And there's room for leniency that it shouldn't be considered a basel stover asur. And then you would maybe be allowed to move this thing under such circumstances. If somebody didn't leave it there for the entire ben hashmashos, as we've said previously, ben muksa is identified by that time. So if at that time it wasn't there the entire time, then it won't be considered muksa. Regarding something that a keli shemlach to iser, so now there's a whole new situation to discuss. Because as we've learned in our shiurim, something which is a kli shemlach to iser is really not the same level of muksa. We know that something which is a kli shemlach to iser can be moved letzarech gufay mekaymai. So since it can be moved letzarech gufay mekaymai, so now the halacha perhaps will be that you could move the bosses also letzarech gufay mekaymai, because how could the bosses that's under the muksa be stricter than the muksa? And therefore there's a question that maybe under those circumstances, at least letzar gufoy mekaymai, the bosses may be moved. But if on this bosses there isn't just muksa, there's also something which is mutter. So now what happens is v'nasa kli bosses ledava aslo dava mutter. So then the base is not just the base for muksa; it's also base for something which is not muksa. And now the halacha will be im adava mutter yosu chashuv loy. If the davar mutter is more significant than the davar asur, then mutal tatloi, it won't be considered basus davar asur. Vima davar asur yosuch hashvloi, but if it's vice versa, if the davar asur is more significant than the davar hamutter, then the halacha will be that asur tatloi, they won't be able to move it. And this is the reason, explains the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, okay, toiv lanich al shulchan. If we have on our table the candelabra, and therefore we have an issue that our table will become a basus l'davar asur, and we want to be able to potentially move our table. So therefore, says the halacha, put the chalas on the table before ben hashmashos, so therefore the table will become a basus l'aneris, the chalas, both for the neiris and the chalas, and then we'll be able to move the table. Vim also came for if we don't do so, it will only have the candelabra on the table, then the table becomes a bustles dava asur, and therefore for asurin betaltel, and we won't be able to move the table. So when we talk about this halacha of basa stava asur mutter when we want to make a determination what is the more important object, the davar asur, davar mutter, what is the way to make the determination? One, the Magen Avraham seems to take the way to look at it. What do I need more for Shabbos at this point? So if I have the tchalis and I have the candelabra, what do I need this for? What do I need more? The other determination is, what was this really made for? The way I always look at this question is that the table is primarily made for food. Yes, the tray on which you put the candelabra is not meant for food, and therefore will be two separate halachas. The table will not be a basis because you put the chalas and sforim and other things that you need on a table, which make it more significant for you. But the tray, even if you'll put on the tray something which is valuable, but it's not tray, the candelabra tray is primarily made for the candelabra. And therefore, in the table will not be a basis and the tray will be. Also, a consideration has to be the value. And therefore, maybe one would say that a candelabra is much more valuable than chalas. But again, because of the other considerations, that a chalas is necessary on Shabbos, and the chalas are meant to be on the table is considered, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just told us, a basis l'eser heter. The fact, let's say somebody did not do this, and the table became a basis l'davar aser, because you only have on your table the candelabra, doesn't mean you can't eat at the table. The only thing that you can't do is move the table. But continues, if there's a situation, if one of the candles fell on the table and you have to move it, we could rely that something does not become a basis, unless it's your intention that it should remain there the entire Shabbos. They who had Nachrim working in their home always had the Nachrim remove the candelabra Shabbos morning, and therefore Leinosis Bosses. On the other hand, in the world that we live in, as we've discussed before, if there's a lit candle that falls on the table, so of course it would be best to try to move that candle in a way that doesn't mean carrying Muksa. But it's unlikely that people will be able to have the presence of mind to think in those terms. And then there's reason, because of Sakonis Tafashis, just to remove and perhaps even extinguish the candle. Sifke Mahaymars Bekis Hatofer Bebigdoi. If you have money in the pocket of your pants or your garment, Mutl Tatlas Begin, you may move it. Shankal Begin Nasas Bosses. The entire Begin is not a bosses to that money, Ella Kis. Only the packet, the kiss bottle, gaba bucket. So if somebody left the money in his packet without the intention that it should be there the entire Shabbos, so as we said before, something could only become a basis if there was intention to leave it there. Here, there was no intention. You just forgot the money in the packet. Then when we speak about pockets, there are two types of pockets. I would suggest one is considered like a shirt pocket. A shirt pocket, the pocket is part of the shirt. And therefore, if there's money, the example we're learning, that was left in that pocket deliberately, that shirt will become a basis davar aser. On the other hand, a pants pocket is more separate than the pants, and therefore, the pants, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said, do not become a basis to the packet. Avlein lav shafil avayis, but there's a new consideration. If you have money in your pants, we shouldn't let you wear those pants, because there's a concern that chashin hashem yetz b'el shus rabim, you may wear those pants and carry the money out of the shus rabim. If you have a drawer in your desk, in your table, and there's money there, also tattles the shulchan. Then you may not move the table. So in the table, there you have to be much more concerned. That really applies to any container that has in it something that has mucks in it. We always have to think about, can we move that container? It even would come up if you have a talus bag that has in a tefillin. May you move it? The tefillin may be considered mucks on Shabbos since we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. As we learned earlier, it only becomes bosses if you had mucks there for the entire Ben HaShemashos. Avam lahayisham Ben HaShemashos, if it wasn't there for the entire Ben HaShemashos, rak akak nichasham, it was only put there later. Lainasis bosses, it doesn't become a bosses. Motlas latatas a kli, and therefore you'll be able to move this afil b'shosh mucks olav. Okay, mutl nas a shulchan as a map and matzoms with klipas. You can move the table and move things off the table. Shena shulchan nas a bosom mikoy chaneris. If we prevented the table from becoming a bosom, as we discussed earlier. Sif hevle nas a bosom mikanicha bekavona. Again, it only becomes a bosom if it was done deliberately with the intention shemunach sham ben hashmoshes, that it should be the ben hashmoshes. If it was done because you forgot, you put something on the table, not realizing that this object, that what you're doing is creating a bustle of our usur, something fell onto the table, and similarly, says the Shmir Shmir Shabbos Kaloch Chosoi, if I put something on the table with the intention that it should be the entire Shabbos, then I realized that what I'm doing is I'm making this table into a bosses. So I decide that I'm not going to remove it from the table. But then I never got around to removing it. That's also a situation that it's not a bosses, because clearly it was not my intention that this should be there for the entire Shabbos. Sivov, v'lenas bosses el kli shaloi. Only your own keli can become make something into bosses. Avam niyichtav muksa kli shel acher. If I put something muksa on somebody else's table, for example, then I don't have the ability. It's not my table. Lenasis bosses. Ein adam oyser davar shen shaloi. I don't have the ability to make something else into muksa. Ein adam oyser davar shen shaloi b'danoich lechaveroi. I can make your table at into muksa. If that's not what you want me to do. And therefore, if I am a guest in somebody's home and I put something mux on the table and now I'm making that into a bosses l'dava iser, and that's not what my host wants me to do, then the table will not, and that wasn't something that he wants, the table will not become a bosses l'dava iser.